Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. Today we're gonna talk about a very important subject, and a lot of us as runners in our careers, whether it be amateur runners, beginner runners, or elite runners, one of the things that we always face, and today I want to talk about it, is how to take pressure off in your running. Running is something that sometimes, you know, we build this pressure and we have to deal with certain expectations, certain paces, and certain goals that we have. And a lot of times, by not being able to properly handle these things, it takes us back one step and takes the enjoyment out in our running. So what I really want to talk about, some of the ways that I've chosen, you know, when I've gone, whether it be my wife's career or my career, we've all dealt it, or somebody else, where we've all dealt with this issue of like, where we become, you know, too focused on this certain goal and we lose a little bit of fun along the way. So what we really need to do is sometimes take a step back and really just properly focus on what we want to do in a different way. So, you know, all of us, when we start running, we love running for what running is. You know, we love the actual running. And we want to be successful, whether you're just starting, whether you have big goals, but we want to be successful. The most important thing along the lines of running is that we should never lose the joy, okay? And I've said this many times before. You will sometimes, you know, in your running career, it's not something that you're always going to be on a high horse or you're always going to be on a low horse, right? But most of the time, you should find joy in your training. And so that's why, you know, sometimes the best thing that's ever been helped us and everybody is just the ability to run by heart rate. And it kind of correlates this podcast to heart rate training and how it also takes pressure off in terms of you hitting certain paces and things like that. So it's really important to enjoy training, and by running at certain efforts and heart rates, we are really able to enjoy the training and we are really able to get the best out of ourselves, execute each session, you know. And remember that in training, you know, we only need to hit the efforts. We don't need to be, you know, to hit always certain paces and things like that. You know, that's why I always tell people when I give a range, I say, look, you know, if you're going to be doing a 4-mile tempo run or a 30-minute tempo run, hey, you know, stick between 155 and 165. And you know, you don't have to go, you know, 165 that day. You know, that's just the top end zone. You know, you have a 155 and that's the low end. So at least you need to be there, you know, and you have the capability of being at 160. And if you're really feeling great and amazing, you know, and you feel amazing, it's 165 that day. So you see, you cannot have a bad workout. And that's one thing I've learned about distance running. When I'm training properly, when I'm enjoying running, I feel great in training. I have a lot of energy. I enjoy what I do. I don't have any pressure. You know, and I run with a purpose. You know, I know that every single day what I need to do is execute my training plan to the best of my abilities. And when I say in word for me, I mean it for you guys too. Like, that's what I mean. You have to execute this plan, whatever the plan that you have, to the best of your abilities, you know. And know that you're going to have bad days. You know, this is not like we're all going to have great ones. We're all going to have bad days. In fact, I have bad days all the time, you know. Like, and it's just how I deal with them, you know. For me, a bad day, you know, honestly, a bad day is just a bad day, you know, like it's something maybe you didn't sleep good, you're not feeling really motivated, maybe you're just, you know, just something's off, and, you know, you get the job done to the best of your abilities, and if it happens to be a little bit slower that day, you know, that's okay, because you know there's going to be a good day or a normal day coming up. So as long as you get past that and get to the next workout, you're fine. Remember, in training, consistency is the key. It doesn't matter, like, you know, if you have some bad workouts, some good ones. We all put them together. If you put some bad ones, some really good ones, and many average workouts, you basically get a really good training program. And the perfection side doesn't exist in training. So, you know, before we start going forward in this podcast, I want you guys to just take a deep breath and just say, hey, whatever that you're doing a great job. You know, take that pressure off. You have got to train free-minded. You have got to train with joy, okay? With joy, with heart rate training. And you've really just got to execute best every single day, whatever that you're capable of, while enjoying it and having fun. You know, take the word perfection out. Take the word I have to, I need to. Take those words out. It's more like, hey, I'm going to, I want to, I love it. You know, get out there and enjoy it. You know, whatever comes, it comes. It doesn't really matter. As long as you're doing your best, that's when the best results come. You know, when a bird flies, you know, it needs to fly free. I want you guys to be free. Free of worries, free of anxiety. So sometimes if you have this certain thing that you feel like, hey, you know, like, I want to hit this pace, and if I don't hit it, it's the end of the world, or I need to hit this time in my race. And that really puts a lot of pressure. And let me tell you, you know, with a lot of experience myself with, you know, when I run like 50 plus marathons and I so many pressure races that I've had in my life, and not only for me and my wife, and I realized that I know where it can take you. You know, all this pressure building up and all these expectations that you need to hit this time, that you are expected to do this, it takes you nowhere. It takes you nowhere. You don't even see the best version of yourself, and, you know, all the hard work that you do, it doesn't get transferred 100% to what you're capable of because of some sort of pressure. Maybe you're irritated, you're not having fun, you're just aggressive in training, you know, you're trying to always push as much as you can, and I've done it. When I say all these things, guys, when I explain all these things, I really mean like that I've done all these mistakes myself, and even my wife have, and as many people might think that, you know, like, just because we've run many marathons, or you know, I have a best of 223, my wife has a best of 229, everybody thinks that, you know, we have a perfect world in training, we don't have bad workouts, that everything is always good, we don't make mistakes, and it's far from the truth. It's far from the truth. Let me tell you, it is ugly sometimes, you know. The training is not amazing all the time. There's ups and downs. There's a lot of frustrations. There's a lot of failures along the way. There's these expectations. There's bad and good times. It's normal, just like you would or you have. And if you think that, you know, elite runners don't have, like, you know, we don't deal with problems, or we don't deal with tiredness, or we don't deal with bad days and good days, we have it all. We're all humans. We're all the same. It doesn't matter whether you run 4-hour marathon or 2-hour marathon or whatever the time, running is running, and we all deal with problems. We all have issues, okay? So what I've learned is that if you're gonna do long term in this sport, which I have for, you know, 15 plus or even 20 years, I don't even know how many years, but it's been a long time. You've got, and I've been pretty consistent. You know, I've had some times where, like you said, where you get off the, you know, you get off a little bit, you know, from that line of, like, you know, maybe you get obsessed about a certain goal. Like for me, I at one point I became obsessed about wanting to run 65 minute half marathon. And the harder I tried, the farther I went from this goal. So it's another thing is sometimes, guys, the harder you try at something, the farther you get from it. I don't know why that quote works, but it's just like that. I think the right way in training is to train in peace, in free, like free environment and free of worries. I think it's more like executing each day, just knowing like, hey, you know, like I'm feeling free, I'm feeling good. You go out for your run, you get in your zone, whatever that you have, you enjoy the run, you sink in, you stay present, you have a good form, you come back home and you go to the next task, whatever that is, and you're really focused on what you're doing that day. And that's so important, guys. I think a lot of times, like, the more like obsessed we become about a certain goal and the more other aspects of life, if we always think that, you know, everything is, you know, although I did say that, you know, 24/7, you know, running is a 24/7 thing. I still think, you know, at a professional level, I think it has to be, but at maybe a level of amateurs and at level of maybe even at my level, semi-amateur or whatever, or semi-pro or whatever I want to call myself, or, you know, just a runner that tries to do his best, or my wife, for sure we can call her elite. I think it's important to just like put life in perspective and balance it a little bit out, you know, knowing that, like, if you have good balance in training and in life, that's when your best performances come. And it's not so much like that, you know, that you don't need to be fully, I think you can still do really good without really being crazy about running. And I've tried, like, you know, where I commit to running like 24/7, and I think a lot of times that just takes you to the places where, like, you know, all you have is running, and when running doesn't go well, what do you have? You have nothing. You know, so now I'm more of like a balanced person where, like, I want to run like with free joy. I want to, like, say that, hey, any result I have in races or training, it's a great accomplishment. Anything I run is fantastic, you know, like just this, like, you know, like putting it away. Like, sometimes I think, like, being competitive athlete as myself, and I'm sure many of you guys are, you know, we have these expectations. If we run a certain race in a certain time, and, you know, we always say, hey, I think I, like, I'm sorry, I'll use a bad word. We might say, like, hey, we suck, you know, like, I suck, like, I did terrible. We hurt ourselves with words like that, you know, like, because of these, like, you see yourself in the mirror, and you see that, hey, you know, you want to be this fast runner that you're capable of. But you know, along the way, you're going to fail many times. And when you don't hit that, you know, fast runner mentality all the time, you know, you get this, I don't know, but you get this, like you don't enjoy anymore, because nothing is fun sometimes, right? Like, when I was trying to, like, run really fast in a half marathon, I was just like, even if I ran like a 68 minutes, I'd be like upset. You know, I call, like, you know, I'd be like talking low to my coach at the time, and I'd be like, ah, this is terrible, I've done, like, what's wrong with me, when, like, why am I so slow? Like, all the time it was like this, but when in reality, those were great races. I look back now and I say they were good, like, compared to now, or in general, they were good races. It's just like, take these expectations out of yourself, let it be, whatever that you've trained, whatever that you're capable of, let it be, and enjoy it. Like, truly go out there every day, like, whether it be, like, you know, practice or race, soak it all in. Just run with joy, like, enjoy it, like, push as hard. Sometimes, you know, you have a bad day, enjoy that bad day. You have a great day, enjoy it, you know, just really, like, be present. And that's really what I've learned, like, you know, lately, especially, like, you know, I was running with my wife, you know, we were running a marathon last week, Pittsburgh Marathon, and I was really enjoying it, you know. It was a beautiful course, and I was just running out there and you know, watching the race, you know, myself, I was running, you know, next to the elite runners, to the woman, and I was just like enjoying the race myself, you know. And I was just thinking, like, man, too many times we don't enjoy, or we take the joy away by just focusing on a certain time or pace or something that's, like, you know, that takes the joy away. And I feel like running sometimes, you know, it has to be that part where, you know, it has to be the fun part of your life. Like, don't let it, like, some numbers or some crazy expectation in your head, don't let it take it away for the love of it. You know, this is like, ask yourself, why did you get into running? You know, why do you run? And, you know, you should be able to answer those questions to yourself. You know, you say, I run because I love the feeling, I love the enjoyment of movement, I love the pain, I love the endurance aspect, I love everything about running. And then, you know, anytime you deviate farther from that and you're not enjoying running, ask yourself, well, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not enjoying it? Is it because I'm putting too much pressure? Is it because I'm doing something else? Or why am I not enjoying running, you know, sometimes? And look, the goal is always to be, put yourself in a position to be relaxed and enjoy the journey and let it be, you know, like let. If you do your best and if you let fitness come to you, if you still do the work but you enjoy it, you will still do better than this runner that with this pressure, with this, I must do this, I must do that. You will still do better and you will achieve even bigger goals that you were never thought you're capable of. All this is by just allowing it to be what it needs to be and executing every day to the best of your abilities, guys. You know, like, and I've said it many times, and heart rate training, honestly, and here's a little quick story. Long time ago, when I always struggled with running, you know, like in college days and things like that, I couldn't understand, like, why was I always struggling? You know, why was running not fun? And honestly, when I started using heart rate training, that's when I started understanding that why running was never fun was because of the expectation, because of the running certain pace or running paces that we expected to be our best version of ourselves, but we're not the best version of ourselves every day. And then you go out there and you try to hit these paces day to day and you realize that, you know, you're not able to do it. And then you go home, like, you're discouraged, you know. But in reality, a lot of times when we go for training sessions, we actually are doing a really good job, but it is mentally or in our mind that we decide, you know, whether this was a good workout or a bad workout. So our mind has a lot to do with that. You know, we always do good if we think we always do good. If we did well, you know, like nowadays I go for training sessions and I say, hey, let me execute this to the best of my abilities. You know, I don't have like a certain pace. I know that on a great day, I'm going to be this and this, but I know that I can be faster or I can be slow. What I'm looking for is the feeling. Like, am I floating effortlessly? Am I running well? Is my form in good position? Is my balance? Is anything hurting? Like, I'm asking these questions and then I'm asking myself, you know, am I staying relaxed? Because it's not about who, you know, one thing in running, it's not about who's trying the hardest. It's who's running at the right effort that's going to produce the best race results. And I've always said this, you know, like in college or, you know, that's the reason why I kept running, because I really failed so much times in college and I didn't understand. I was like, I was thinking that it's normal to fail. I was thinking it's normal to feel the pressure. I feel like it's, but then I got out of college and I started running slowly and I started using heart rate training and I realized that, like, it was enjoyable. I was able to take the pressure off by running any certain pace, and I knew that all I had to run was at any effort. And sometimes I even ran faster than I did before because I was, you know, I ran with no pressure, you know. And that's the same concept, you know, just do your heart rate training, stick to the zones. And I know many of you, you know, at first, maybe, you know, when you start heart rate training, you're struggling because you're realizing, like, hey, I gotta slow down a lot. I gotta go really slow. And this, and then you ask, you know, you start playing with your mind. And your mind asks the things like, you know, is this for me? Is heart rate training for me? Why am I so slow? And things like that. But everybody was slow at the beginning. Like, it's just like, that's a good thing that you're slow. That means you have a lot of improvement. You can push a lot from the bottom. And a lot of people want to push it from the top with some speed workouts and everything right away. But it's farther from the truth. Sometimes all you need is just some, 3 months of good heart rate training, and before you start any, before you start doing workouts and heading for races while still, remember one thing, guys, heart rate training or base training, it never stops. Even when you're running like, workout days or specific days or you're preparing for races, a lot of our running is still, we still have a lot of like 80% of our running is easy to always promote endurance, to always, making sure that we're always improving. And by running like with heart rate, we eliminate like the aspect of like, having to run a certain pace, and let the pace be what it is that day based on the effort and based on how your fitness is improving and how you're feeling and based on weather, hydration, and all those things. So really, guys, you need to soak it all in. I said, take the heart rate training, take everything that you have and apply this into your, running. And run free, run with pure enjoyment and really just, I don't want to say like be on high, running high, but really am, yeah, enjoy it, when you start enjoying running and you start, accepting for, wherever your fitness is at for what it is, and that's when you're going to actually start arriving at the races or fitness levels that you never have before. But the more you try to run a certain pace, the more pressure you put on yourself, the more restricted you are and the farther away from the goal you get. Like, I'll give you an example. And I guess it's, you can always just learn looking back, right? We always learn the best when we look back. And I look at it looking back, like when Jane was training for the Berlin, we really were training really hard in Kenya. And I think I look back now, and I always look back, and I say, well, how many things I would have changed, and of course there was a lot of things I would have changed. I think if we would have trained just a little less in terms of harder sessions and taking that pressure off, I think she would have ran like 226, 227 in Berlin. And I think, as a coach, that's the hardest part sometimes. It's like you have an athlete that wants to be the best, really good and be, one of the best in the world. And we're definitely, people, all of us sometimes, I guess, that are like overachievers or really motivated, we're gonna push too much, and sometimes by pushing too much, we take, we take a step back and we don't achieve our best version. We still might get a PB, we still might have a good race, but we don't find our sweet spot. And I think, and that can spiral down, I think that the farther we went, especially for the trials, we try to get, in really good shape. And then we had then she had that hamstring injury. So it was a really difficult moment, and finally now, at least last week, she was able to win Pittsburgh Marathon, which was a huge win, her first marathon win in her running career. I don't know if it was her 8th or 9th marathon, but obviously Pittsburgh is hilly and very hard course, and it's a strategic course, and it was raining and humid, so she ran 2:37. But to be able to win a big race was something like a big stepping stone. And honestly, let me tell you the words I've said to her that time. I told her, look, I don't want you to have any more pressure. I say, go out there, run this race, enjoy it, compete, try to win and try to find the best version of yourself and just enjoy it. Like, there is no like, yeah, I said, take the pressure off, but then I told her, try to win. Yeah, because, looking at the field, she was still ranked number one, and she, she had to beat another lady that's a Kenyan lady. But I knew that Jane can win, and I knew that, like, if she's having fun and even when she's not 100%, I knew that she's capable of finding. And I think that's where I saw, I saw her find her joy. Whether, yes, it was painful, but I saw her find that enjoyment in her training or in the racing that day, and being able to overcome all the obstacles that she's faced with that hamstring injury, and then just being able to cross that finish line in first, and just, I can just feel all the pressure, all the buildup that was there, and just disappearing, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. It was sometimes in life we need things like that. We need races that give us confidence. We don't always need to go to, you know, Berlin's, Chicago's, and Valencia's and to shoot for these time trial races. So that's the same concept I want you guys to apply to yourself. Go out there and enjoy racing, enjoy training. You know, when you are in that, you know, enjoyment, more enjoyment you have, the better you're going to train, the better atmosphere you have, the more fun it is, the faster you're going to actually be. And I know that sounds like weird, but yes, like, you know, like putting extra pressure on yourself, you know, being too focused is not being in a sweet spot. You need to be in a sweet spot, you know. Too not focused at all also is not good, but too much focus also is not good. Somewhere in there is ideal way, just like in mileage, you know. Maybe for some of us it's 30 miles is sweet spot, some of us is 60, some of us is 80. You can, or you know, some people try 130 and they break down. You gotta find in anything in life your sweet spots. You gotta find, well, what is it that makes you good, what distance, or what is it that produces the best types of results. And that's what you gotta do. That's what I want you guys to do. Anyways, this episode was just to talk about, you know, guys, you need to run free. Remember, if you ever feel like, you know, too much pressure in running, remember, there's always heart rate training, and just follow the numbers, enjoy running. If you are slow, let it be. You're slow. Like, what's the big deal? Like, it's not embarrassing, you know? Like, sometimes I used to run this with, you know, next to the elite runners in Kenya, and I'd be like, I would feel like I bring my confidence down. Like, man, these guys are gonna just kick my butt right now, you know? Like, there's, and while I'm here in Chicago, you know, obviously in my area, you know, like, I'm one of the top people here. When I go to Kenya, I got, like, you know, I'm the slowest person in there. So, obviously, but they just accept it, you know, like, accept it for what you are. If you are, like, in myself, that when I came back and I raced a half marathon, and I said, you know, I ran 110, and I said, well, that's where I'm at, you know, I was happy about it. And the faster you accepted where you are or who you are, the better you can make progress to the next step. If you think the worst thing that you can do, and I've done that many times in my life, is to think that you're actually better than you really are. And that's the worst thing ever. Because then everything becomes like, you know, I should be able to do this, I should be able to do that. Yeah, you can say anything you want, but what are the facts? So I always said this, like, what are the facts? Where's the proof? Show me the proof. Like, right now, you know, I could say anything. Hey, you know, my PR is 66:50 in a half marathon. Am I that guy now, sitting right now in my car? Am I the guy on what's the day today? On May 10, on Friday, 2024? No, I'm not that guy. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the last half or 3 weeks ago, one of the halves that I ran was 110. I'm a 110 guy right now. And guess what? I accept that I'm 3 minutes slower than my PB, and I now I'm able to go train in a nice way and hopefully, you know, knock out another minute here and there and go back to that, you know, being that 66 guy. But look, I'm not going to focus too much on, like, if it comes, it comes, you know. I'm not going to go out there and become obsessed and about, you know, like, all I got to do is put in the work. If I'm excited in training and I'm putting in the work, then the results will come. And the same concept for you guys. You know, it's all about the mindset. We're going to do the same thing no matter what in training, right? You're going to prepare for this race. You're going to prepare for that. But let me tell you, there's two different things. One person prepares with pressure, expectations, you know, like a lot of like boiling in training, a lot of like pressure. And the other one is doing everything that same concept the first person is, but he's doing with love, with joy, with free style, freedom, and he's relaxed in training. Let me tell you, I'll take that person that's relaxed. Not only the journey will be more fun, but the results will be better. And I remember, this brings me, like, one time, and of course this person's probably not running, one time I was at the starting line a few years ago with a, like, elite or half marathon race somewhere, and some guy came to the front of the race. You know, maybe it was a slower guy from Corral B or something, whatever. Like, and he tried to get in, like, an elite. And there was some guy next to me, and he was like, he's like, hey, get out of here. We got a serious race here. You know, this is what we do for a living. This is everything to us. And I never forget that, you know, like, it's like, that's how serious this guy was, this elite guy. And obviously, he didn't even really do that good. He was, look at his pressure, he was boiling, his expectations was like extreme. You know, he never lasted in this sport because you're not gonna last. You know, this sport is like, if you don't enjoy, you don't love it, you don't have the passion, and you don't find balance, you're never gonna last. Like 10, 15 years, you're not gonna be here, maybe even in 2, 3 years. So many of the people that, you know, ran in college and high school, nobody's running anymore, right? Not that they have to, but I'm saying, like, nobody. They didn't last, you know? They didn't spread out the balance or anything like that, whether they didn't even want to run anymore. But the point is, like, if you want to be able to last in running for many, many years, you got to take the consistent approach, free approach, relaxation approach, you know, just go with the life, get things done, enjoy it, you know, like, and see what you can do. And then, you know, by using heart rate training, this is a perfect way for you to really just achieve your goals. So anyway, guys, I know I talked a lot in this episode, but I really felt like I needed to tell not only my audience, but a lot of other people that, hey, you know, you, me, my wife, everybody, whoever's running, we're all dealing with same pressure sometimes, expectations, goals, right? Being a competitive runner, you know, you're gonna deal with these things. But it's how we deal with them, or how we, like I told you, which mindset you're going to choose. You know, the one with boiling one, or one with the free mind. And think about it. You know, if you choose free mind, you enjoy the journey, you enjoy life, and you get your best versions of yourself. And whatever that is, guys, accept it. Accept what you are. Accept what you do. And just be happy for whatever that you have. And you know, don't wish to be this person, or don't wish to have a PR of this. Because one day you're going to look back and you're going to say, man, I should have enjoyed much more my running. I should have enjoyed every single performance. I should have really never took any single run for granted. I never really took any single race for granted. Whatever that you run, like, it's all in your mind. Whether you're happy or disappointed, it's because it comes from your mind. If you think that this sucks and you don't enjoy it, then yeah, you rob the whole experience. I look back some of my races and I'm like, man, I traveled around the world. I've run, you know, 50 plus marathons. I've paced so many marathons. I've run like world championship teams. I've run some really cool races in my life. And I always honestly feel like if I would have just enjoyed more, like that experience and not have all this pressure, I think I really would have had more marathons finished. I think I would have really enjoyed more of it, you know, sinking in. So honestly, like, you know, it's good that I have figured it out, at least this year. I'm starting to just really enjoy everything, you know, like enjoy more than I have in the previous past. And all I have to do is just take the pressure off. And honestly, if I run like a minute or two slower than my PBs, but I mean, and I'm enjoying the atmospheres, I'm okay with that. It's much better than when I go out there, put this tremendous amount of pressure and everything, and just get 1 minute slower. I mean, 1 minute faster only. I would rather just be, you know, and I'm not saying I'm gonna be, but I would rather just be 1 or 2 minutes slower, but enjoy the whole journey, and then to be faster and be miserable. So, anyway, that's something to think about it. I hope that you guys are having a great week, and keep rolling, keep doing your best with heart rate training, keep executing every single day, and, you know, find the best version of yourself, accept that, you know, where you are, know that the work is being done week to week, and remember there are 52 weeks in a year, and in 52 weeks, everything can change. Have a great day.